The world has reached a new agreement on how to help pay for the impacts of climate change. Annual negotiations just wrapped up in Azerbaijan, and they went well into overtime with some countries walking out in protest. Joining me now with more on what they decided is Lauren Sommer from NPR's Climate Desk. Hey there.
Hi, Scott.
So 2 weeks of negotiations. What have been the big sticking point?
So this summit has been all about the money. The debate has been over the dollar amount that richer countries will send to developing countries that have contributed the least to climate change. And that's for things like reducing their carbon emissions through renewable energy projects or preparing for the impacts of climate-related disasters like more intense storms. This is known as climate finance, and developing countries were pushing for a lot more than richer countries were willing to deliver.
What was the main argument they were making as they tried to get that point home?
Yeah, so lower-income countries are seeing some of the worst impacts from climate change, you know, flooding and hurricanes and droughts that are getting worse. They've done little to cause that because their carbon emissions are low. It's really the wealthier countries that are responsible for most of the emissions. So developing countries say they're owed for all those damages. Here's how Sierra Leone's climate minister, Jiwo Abdoulaye, described it at the talks.
These numbers are not just abstract. They affect our people on a daily basis. The floods, the droughts affect the lives of our people. Our people are paying for this climate crisis already with their lives and their livelihoods.
Abdoulaye was actually one of the ministers who walked out on negotiations for a bit today, along with other African countries and small island states, because it was over the dollar amount the richer countries were offering.
Okay, so what was the final agreement that was just agreed to?
Yeah, so the agreement is for developed countries like the U.S. and the European Union to hit $300 billion per year in climate finance by 2035. And then there's a larger goal to ramp that up to $1.3 trillion per year. The U.S. wanted to see countries like China be official contributors to that as well, but China wanted to keep its contributions voluntary. And that $300 billion is lower than many developing countries wanted to see.
Okay, but you're talking about the U.S. there, and that's, of course, the Biden administration. President-elect Trump takes office in January. So given that, what are the chances the U.S. follows through on that pledge for climate funding?
Yeah, it's a really big question. It's unclear. Because if you remember, when Trump was president, he pulled the U.S. out of the major climate agreement. That's the Paris Agreement. He has not wanted the U.S. to be part of this in the past. This year, the Biden administration says it supplied $11 billion. But, you know, even if Trump undoes the U.S. commitment, some funding could continue, like from the World Bank, which the U.S. contributes to.
The U.S. election happened right before these talks began. I'm curious, how much did that cast a shadow over negotiations, especially given that the world is already behind on climate change?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt it had a major impact. You know, at the talks, the Biden administration was trying to make clear that the shift to renewable energy in the U.S. is already underway and it's going to keep going. Here's what U.S. climate envoy John Podesta said to other countries.
This is not the end of our fight for a cleaner, safer planet. Facts are still facts. Science is still science. The fight is bigger than one election, one political cycle, in one country.
The U.S. has been cutting its carbon emissions, in part because of the Biden administration's flagship climate law. That's the Inflation Reduction Act. And, you know, there are parts of that that are popular, right? Consumer tax credits for electric cars and heat pumps. Many of the clean energy manufacturing projects, you know, big plants, have gone into Republican districts. So there is a chance that some of these policies will survive the new administration. But, you know, the big question is still to come, right? Mm-hmm. Countries need to cut their emissions. We're behind on doing that, right? The Earth is going to warm up more than the goal for the Paris Agreement. All countries are supposed to announce new pledges to cut their emissions by February, and that's to keep the planet from that even worse impact level of climate change. The Biden administration says it still plans to release its new pledge, even as it's heading out the door, and that's going to be a huge focus of climate negotiations next year, which is really cutting emissions.
NPR's Lauren Sommer, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.